This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Students at Vancouver Island University were invited to join in and have fun and promote positivity for all at a first ever annual positivity run on VIU's Nanaimo campus. The Campus Psychology Club created the event in order to celebrate all bodies, no matter the color, size, shape, or ability, as beautiful. The Positivity Run was held on Friday, September 30th, 2016. I was at the event, and I spoke with Vancouver Island University Psychology Club organizers, Charlotte Stark and Bronwyn Wideman.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Stark, and I'm in my fourth year at VIU studying psychology. And I'm here today at the Positivity Run and Fair.
Charlotte, you're the president of the Psychology Club here at VIU through the Students' Union. What does the club do, and how did you end up bringing the club into this particular event?
The club's set up for psychology students and for students who are interested in psychology, and we want to provide a support group for each other, and so that's the main point of the club. We also want to be able to have a safe space to talk about psychology and whatnot. This, in particular, event came about because we wanted to raise awareness that positivity isn't always easy to achieve. It takes a lot of effort. So the storming the stairs is actually a representation of making the effort to be positive every day.
What you mean by storming the stairs, I think, is that people are running up the stairs from, let's say, down near the bus loop and farther up. Maybe give a brief description as to what's happening along the way as people are running up the steps.
So as you run up the stairs, you're going to see people holding signs saying things like, you can, you're beautiful, and just basically signs to make them feel good about themselves. And then once you get to the center outside of the library, there's a bunch of booths. That's where the fair is located. So we have tie-dyeing, and we have a photo booth, and we have a Jenga game, and we have a mini excavation, which is really fun. So we have a bunch of fun stuff, and then when you get to the top, there's prizes, and there's going to be costume prizes and whatnot.
In the Facebook post describing this particular event, you write that you created it to celebrate all bodies, no matter the color, size, shape, or ability, as beautiful. Tell me more about the concept behind the Positivity Run.
That's basically it. The whole concept is to be all-inclusive. We want everyone to feel comfortable on campus. We live in a day and age when there's way too much criticism. And so I think for a lot of the people who go to school here, they go on Instagram or they go on Facebook and they see all these things, people that they can compare themselves to. And so we want to get rid of that. So this is that first step towards making people feel good about themselves and kind of opening themselves up to other people as well.
Does this have a particular interest to you personally through your studies in psychology? Are you intending, for example, to go on and become a psychologist or a counselor of some type?
When I go to graduate school, I might take the counseling exam to become a counselor, but that's not particularly what I want to do. I do think this is something really important. I think that being positive is really important. So in that way, yes, it's personal to me, but it's not. This isn't all I want to ever do. Per se.
Is there anything else you want to add, Charlotte?
No, I think that's all. Just we're here to have fun and be positive, and we want this to be the first year that we're doing this, but to continue it on, so we want to get better and better every year after this.
Thanks a lot, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Bronwyn. I'm studying psychology at VIU, and I'm the director of events in the VIU Psychology Club.
Bronwyn, we're here at the first annual Positivity Run. Tell us a bit about your reasons for wanting to be involved in an event like this and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, well, I only heard about it a couple weeks ago because I'm new to the school, but when Charlotte explained what it was for, it seemed like a really good idea. I think that school can actually become kind of a little bit of a negative area because there's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure from a lot of students, so I think it's a really great idea to keep up events like this that are just kind of fun and just take away some of the stress, let the students kind of forget why like they're here, and that school can be a very positive area and not just somewhere that you take classes.
One of the things that Charlotte said was that she felt there's far too much criticism in the, I guess you might say, the public sphere, online, in media, and that positive messages are really important.
Yeah, for sure. Me and one of the other girls were actually just holding up some of the signs and just saying positive things towards students that were walking by, not even part of the event. And it was funny, just their expressions and like how it just added a little bit more joy to their day. And I think it's just, it caught them off guard because they're not used to hearing just random positivity, which is really nice. And I think I'm going to take away that I should be more positive towards everyone. Everyone needs it in their day. So.
What are some of the messages that are written on the little boards along the way?
Well, there's a lot of things to be like, keep going and don't give up. And I think that really goes with not even just the stairs, which are really hard, but just keep going and just like, it gets hard. It does. And like, just like the stairs, you want to give up after a while, but it's really good to just have people encouraging, and it's so much better to have that support. And it's hard to keep that hope up when you're by yourself, but if there's people holding up signs on the stairs or friends that support you in every day, then it makes it a lot easier.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really excited that I was part of this event for the first time, and I hope that it continues and grows as an event, because I think it's a really great idea.
Thanks a lot, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
Charlotte Stark is current president of the Vancouver Island University's Psychology Club, and Bronwyn Weidman is the club's events director. Both Charlotte and Bronwyn are studying psychology at Vancouver Island University's Nanaimo campus. You can find the Vancouver Island University Psychology Club on Facebook.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.